Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. I cannot tell you how excited I am to have my dear friend and my guest on. This is a guy I have admired for years and have watched him grow as an entrepreneur. He actually is taught entrepreneurship, one of the very few people who I actually want to learn entrepreneurship from. So I want to welcome to the show my dear friend, Mr. Nick Greer. Nick, welcome to the show.
What's up, Dave? Thanks for having me. This is fun. So glad to be here.
I am so excited. So I actually met Nick years ago. First of all, I guess met him through a friend, Randy Garn, but really had the opportunity of getting to know Nick on a more personal level when he was teaching for free at Brigham Young University, an entrepreneurial course where my son Chandler was taking it. And he basically convinced my son Chandler to leave BYU and go work for him at Scipio. So that was...
Hold on, whoa. Listen, first off, I never told your son to leave his education and come work for me. I want to make sure I set the record straight. That never happened. He made his own decision, but we're so glad he did. That's for sure. I can't believe he just threw that out there. Like, I was the one that made him drop out of school, and it's my fault. But whatever. If that's I believe, we'll make him believe that.
Yeah. Actually, I have to blame Russell at first on that. I think Russell said the only reason you have to go to school is to find a wife. As soon as you found a wife and then made more than your professors, then you can leave. So that's what he did.
I love it.
But for those people who don't know you, Nick, obviously for me, one of the things I absolutely love, the business he's in right now is Built Bar, builtbar.com. If you have not gone to builtbar.com and haven't purchased every single case that they have offered there, I don't know what you're doing. It is by far, it's basically candy. So I love candy bars, Snickers, Twix, Reese's. Those are kind of my favorites. But now this whole idea as far as a protein bars have always had kind of a bland flavor to them. Nick has found this crazy process of actually creating a protein bar that tastes better than a candy bar and has the most amazing flavors where you literally think you're cheating. And I just am so impressed with everything you're doing. So with that being said, Nick, I want to we're going to come back to the Built Bar story in just a second. I want to talk to people who are listening right now just about entrepreneurship. You have literally been an entrepreneur your entire life, from early on as a kid, built companies, sold companies, invested in companies. When you look at entrepreneurship, I've even taught it. So, what are some of the things for people who are listening to this who don't have the experience that you have? How do you encourage someone down this entrepreneurial journey?
Wow. I mean, listen, the entrepreneurial journey, it begins from people understanding how to observe and recognize opportunities. In fact, it's interesting. Years ago, I started this exercise with my students where I would say, I pull out a 3x5 card. I'd hand it out to 200 students. And I'd said, you have 2 days to fill out this card. And they're like, Professor Greer, with what? I'm like, listen, I used to start with 20. Then I went to 50. And now I was at 100. And I said, you have to fill out 100 opportunities and write down 100 opportunities on this card in the next 2 days. And they're like, Professor Greer, are you kidding me? I can't do that. And I said, listen, it's going to be hard for the first 20. But when I say opportunities, I want you to recognize and show that, you know, there are opportunities all around you. Opportunities, maybe it is like a feeling that you get to text your mom. Maybe it's like you're driving by a billboard and you say, you know what? I don't like the blue. I would do yellow. Maybe it's an opportunity of like, I don't like this little baby's bassinet. I would actually change up and put the pillow or not pillow, but the lining over here. And it's like you start recognizing opportunities all around you of things that you would improve upon. And I said, I promise you the first 20 will be very difficult. Then all of a sudden you're going to be on an absolute roll. And then you're going to wish that you actually had more room on that 3x5 note card to write down every thought, every inspiration, every feeling that you had, but you've got to first recognize the opportunities. But then I can talk later on about how you then take those opportunities and you turn it more into reality or into the ideation phase of an actual business itself. But first and foremost, you've got to recognize and you've got to practice recognizing opportunities that are all around you.
And Nick, I love that. I think that too often people get this idea that there's nothing else that they can do. There, no one else, that they don't have a new idea. All the ideas have been created. And again, I go back to Built Bar, and who in the world would have ever thought you could have a candy bar that's actually a protein bar? Again, an opportunity that literally, yeah, we'll talk about in a few minutes as far as how you got involved in that. But I think the part I love about that is it's the idea of getting your mind thinking. And I think too often people, they get to this, like, they just don't think for themselves. And so for your ability to help teach your students to recognize opportunities, when you, once they start going through that, I know I've had the opportunity of going through that. And I think most entrepreneurs, a lot of us suffer from this whole ADHD thing or just bounce from one thing to the other. But I'd love the idea as far as turning these opportunities into realities. What is that next step?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, opportunities, a lot of times when you recognize them, you know, you start recognizing, you know what, something feels good about this. But again, I got to reiterate, you've got to practice the recognition of seeing those opportunities around you, because then you actually, I guess, maximize what an opportunity really means once you actually get to that ideation phase. And so, like, for example, you take an opportunity and you roll it into an idea. So opportunities to improve something can turn into an idea to actually create a product. Well, then a product doesn't necessarily mean you're going to create a business. And a lot of times people confuse, well, I have a product, so therefore I have a business. No, you have a product. And so you take that product and you go, okay, it's an idea. I can improve upon a problem or solve a problem that exists. Now I got to iterate, or I got to take this idea and I got to go see the opportunities within this idea. And so then you're actually maximizing the opportunities within the idea. Then you start talking and having conversations and taking the idea and iterating it into actually then eventually what can potentially become an actual business itself. But again, if you're not practicing the observation and the kind of the recognition of opportunities, how in the world can you even come up with an idea? And then once you have an idea, if you don't recognize the opportunities within the idea, how in the world can you actually then turn that idea into a business? I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, it makes complete sense. And I, so for those of you guys who are listening right now, we've talked about Funnel Hacking Live being in September. You're going to see us actually do exactly what Nick's just talking about, where here we've had a business. We've been running for the last 7 years. It'll be 7 years in September. And starting in November, Todd Russell and I got together out of Todd's cabin and started coming up with, what are the next opportunities? What are the next ideas? How do we take this to the next level? And we're going to be rolling out a lot of those ideas that will now actually not become ideas. They're actually going to be done for you. Different ideas that have, we spent a bunch of time digging deep into going, well, that one doesn't work. Let's cross that off the board. Let's spend more time building out this part of it. And I think that's where you're, again, I love your comment as far as a product is not a business. And so often I talk to a lot of our customers who feel like, oh, I've got this great business. I'm like, no. You've got a product, and help people understand what's it take to go from a product, Nick, to actually running a business.
Oh, shoot. I mean, how much time do we have, Dave? That's such an awesome question. I love the question. And you know, gosh, how do you explain this in a sense that would make sense? Because, you know, when you have a product, for example, we have a bar. Okay, the bar tastes good. And you had a family that created this protein bar. And they'd wrap it up in tinfoil, and it was a phenomenal product. But yet, you've got to figure out, how do I turn this product that actually 100, 200 people a month love into an actual full-fledged business? So then you start looking at it and saying, okay, one flavor, it works, it's good. But I've got to actually stretch myself and maybe actually figure out how I can have maybe a wider variety of flavors. Let's actually expand it to 6 flavors. And now what I want to do is I want more people to try to experience it. But now I've got to turn what is now what at the time was a wrapped in tinfoil bar, protein bar, into 6 flavors and into an actual brand itself. So now I got to go shape a brand around this bar and get people. No different than Nike back in the day, they had a simple waffle shoe, but they had to create an absolute brand around the shoe. You really are buying the brand, And then you're actually then consuming or using the shoe. And so, yeah, you may think, I think you look at it as I'm buying the shoe. No, you're buying the brand. And so the business becomes the brand. And your products or the shoe, or in our case, the bars, become the reason why you're building a brand. And to us, it's Built Bar. And I don't need to go and talk about Built Bar, but the point is you've got to be able to then turn that product into something, an offering that is actual full-fledged brand that someone actually wants to consume or be part of or to use or whatever it may be.
I love that. So Nick, for a lot of people listening to this, they don't hear us talk a lot about the ClickFunnels brand as much as they hear us talk a lot about the ClickFunnels culture. And it's this whole idea of, for a lot of entrepreneurs who are looking to try to really belong to something, they want to belong to the ClickFunnels culture. And that's really where they get a lot of their excitement, the motivation. And yes, we have amazing software. It provides a great amount of tools and resources, and our support is getting better and better every single day. But as I take a look at the people who get excited to come to Funnel Hacking Live, the people who get excited to participate in our One Funnel Away Challenge, it's because they bought into that whole mission, that whole brand, as you made mention. I look at Built Bar and the brand that it, how do you describe that brand? How do you describe Built Bar as a brand?
Yeah, you know, let me flip it a little bit. When you talk about the click funnel culture and we're selling the culture, yeah, but you're also selling the culture within the brand itself, that really it's solving a problem that gives someone hope to actually go out and create a business. And so like, okay, I have a product, but I just don't know actually what to do with this product or this service or this consulting or whatever I do, whatever I offer. Like what ClickFunnels, and we all know this, and the beauty of it is I'm selling you a solution to actually your problem. And not only that though, like you want to hitch your wagon to us because you know what? We're going to be an answer to your problems that you have. And my goodness, you can actually piggyback off of our culture and our brand and make you extremely successful for such a small fee. And that's for us, like for the bar itself, for example, there's almost a sense of the experience that you have when you taste the bar, right? When you taste the bar, you're like, immediately, what do you want to do? I want to share this experience with someone I love. And so with ClickFunnels, it's like, I want to share this excitement I have with someone that I care for and be able to go expand off of what I'm seeing at this very moment in my own tunnel view. So the bar itself, for example, it's like, it's shareable, it's consumable, it's exciting, it's new, it's revolutionary, it's different. It's like, how in the world did someone not think of this before? And when it's so simple in its nature, you're like, I want everyone to know about it. And so that's what transpired for us, is people just wanting to share it. And I just wanted to share the good news. And so when you have a product or service where others want to share, then you're onto a solution to a problem that really does exist.
Oh, I love that. I think it goes back to your original idea as far as opportunities. The best opportunities are those that solve a problem, that are solution oriented, that help people achieve whatever that is. And if the thing can be shared with others, because I can say, I found out about the bar from Russell. I mean, he literally, I don't know how he got the first bar, but as soon as he got it, he went nuts. I mean, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the very best bar I've ever had in my life. You got to have this. And I in turn have done the exact same thing. My entire family is addicted to these bars. Our office is the only bars we have in our office anymore. We get them literally by the caseload, and there's only four or five of us in the office on a regular basis. So we're consuming a lot of these bars. But I think the part that I've loved is I've watched just your involvement in it, and to see just the ability to share. One of the things, so I went through the funnel. So first of all, go to builtbar.com and go through the funnel. First of all, my favorite bar, in case anyone wants to send me some, and that is the chocolate chip cookie chunk bar. It's only out, I think it just came out last night. I bought five cases myself. But it's amazing. And to me, I don't have that on my desk. Nick was kind enough to send Russell three boxes for his birthday, and he shared two bars with me. But on here, I have the caramel brownie. And the part I love about it is, as you go through the funnel, you're going to buy the product. And then the very next thing is you're going to get a discount for another box, 20% discount. And I was fascinated just to see, I've already bought some. So the very next thing is reward me with the fact that I've consumed some of the product. And now I'm getting a 20% discount on another box. So I then bought, I think it was the double chocolate brownie, the one I bought, two cases of that, which was really cool because, Nick, as I was going through the funnel, it wasn't, you get 20% off just on that one box. You get 20% off on whatever your next order is while you're still in the cart. So I'm filling up this cart. I think we have 10 boxes coming to the house right now. But the part that I loved was as I got done, the very cool thing on the end of the thank you was, hey, you obviously love these bars. Do you want to share these with other people? And then there's a share link. And I buy a bunch of bars of different brands, and I've never, ever had someone at the end of it say, hey, you obviously love these things. Do you want to share it? And so I just love going through the funnel and seeing how. So for any of you guys who are listening and you're in a consumable business, or even if you're in a, I had a similar conversation with Trey Llewellyn, who is selling an e-commerce product where you get to the end and the very next, one of the best OTOs is more of the exact same thing. So why not give them a discount to buy more of whatever they just bought? And then on the thank you page to then allow them the opportunity of sharing it. And I believe, I don't have it here in front of me, but if I believe I shared it, I got a discount on whatever I bought. And I think the person also who I shared it with got a 10% discount. So is that right, Nick?
Yeah, that's correct.
So again, huge believer in Built Bar. Also, I would highly recommend anybody who's listening to this, go to Built Bar, buy it, but go through the funnel. You will learn so much going through the actual funnel to understand how to sell a product that's a consumable product. You can apply this to things that aren't consumable as well, because you have the opportunity of rewarding people for a buying behavior. And then to have at the very end, as Nick was making mention of, this idea of sharing it, that then becomes this viral sensation that all of us are looking for. So I, again, Nick, so excited just to see what you have done with this. Any comments on the funnel before I go to a different topic?
No, you know, all I was going to say is when you actually believe in your product or your service that you're offering, like truly the funnel becomes natural.
Well, that's like a good.
Right? I mean, it absolutely becomes natural. It becomes real, and people can read between those lines and understand and feel that sincerity. So when you really do believe that you're solving a problem and you really do have a solution, you can offer all sorts of things, because it's like, why not allow the customer to really enjoy everything you can possibly give them? And in reality, you're not trying to like connive or to try to trick or try to, you know, rope them into something they really don't need. No, they really need it. You need to eat. In our case, you need to eat healthier and you need to enjoy it too. It's healthy and tasty, you know, at the same time. And so when you're thinking of those funnels and those sales funnels, that's the key, is like when it's so real to you, as far as you are a believer in it, then that funnel becomes so real and natural to the end user.
Man, I love that. Oh, I feel the same way about ClickFunnels. That's why I have no problem telling people everywhere I go about it. I think, as I was going through the funnel, looking at even, I think on your website, just the comparison between what you guys offer and your competition was so good, because most bars are going to be, I think, you know, 230, 280 calories. I think yours is like 130 calories, but usually persons think, well, I'm not going to get as much out of it. Here you're getting 17 grams of protein versus, like for me, the one you actually compare to is probably my preferred bar, which was the Cliff's Builder Bar mint chocolate chip cookie bar. And on there, basically, so I saw the bar I normally have next to yours. And so it's 130 calories versus like 250 calories, 17 grams versus like the 20 or 24 grams. And so all of a sudden in my back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, I can actually have two Build bars for the same caloric expenditure I would get for Cliff, but I also get twice as many calories. And so I thought, just walking through even the website as a sales pitch was awesome as well, just to see the ability to compare against the competition.
Right. Right. No, thank you. I hope you like the bars, Dave.
I'm investing heavily in these bars. So,
Oh, I love it. You're awesome. I appreciate the support.
Well, I am curious. We talked earlier at the beginning about this whole opportunity. How did the opportunity of Built Bar come to you? I mean, for those of you guys who don't know Nick, this is a guy who has sold companies, has huge opportunity. I don't want to develop or divulge your entire real estate holdings and business holdings here, Nick, on the podcast. But I do want to make sure you guys understand, this is a guy who has a ton of experience in growing and building businesses as an angel investor, as an investor in multiple businesses, real estate, and everything else that he's had the opportunity of growing and seeing. So he gets pitched a ton of different opportunities all the time. And so I'm kind of curious, how did this opportunity come around to where you actually said yes to it?
No, it's a great question. I had a long story short, my brother-in-law comes to me and said, hey, I've got a brand new company. They just launched last month. They need some help. They need some money. Can you talk to them? Sure. I meet with them, and immediately within 20 minutes, it was an overwhelming feeling at that moment that I needed help and we needed to move quickly. So long story short, I offered this gentleman a certain amount of cash. And I said, and I'll be your partner. And he said, I don't want to be your partner. I want a loan. I'm all, that's weird, because I don't want to lend you any money. So it looks like this isn't going to work out. Anyhow, long story short, he came back the next day and he had an experience in his wife. And he said, we need to be partners. So that's when we teamed up. And, you know, really at the end of the day, it's a matter of listening. And when I say listening, it's not necessarily what you're hearing audibly, you know, through someone else. It's maybe what you're hearing internally. And when you practice more of seeing and talking and hearing more about opportunities all around you, you just understand that, like, wow, I need to go after that. For example, today I had a key team member that immediately in our meeting, I needed to talk to him right after. And so you follow those instincts, you follow those feelings, and it was an opportunity for me to get closer to him and for me to allow him to understand I care about him and I love him and I want to serve him. So what do we do? What do you need? And he's like, how did you know? I'm like, it was obvious. You could just feel it. And you didn't say anything, but I could just hear what you were saying on the inside. And so the more you practice that with opportunities and more with people you're talking to, it may give you ideas to go improve upon maybe a certain idea and just make it a little bit better. And that's what this family did that created this bar initially. And then we continue to make it better with new types of bars and new flavors and new inclusions and new everything. It's like, well, we need to continue to add to that and take advantage of the opportunity we have. The opportunities don't stop within one business. They only just start. And so you got to continue to create those opportunities. You got to continue like building off those opportunities and make more opportunities within the opportunities. It just doesn't stop. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what's so fun about it when you start recognizing those.
Oh man, Nick, I love that. So I think right now, can I say how many bars you guys are doing a week?
We're doing a lot. Yeah.
Can I give a number or not?
You can give a range. How about that?
Why don't you give the range thing? Because I'll give a different number probably.
We're making a lot of bars internally. I mean, we make millions of bars. I'll put that. How about millions and millions of bars every month right now?
Awesome.
Yeah.
The part I want to go back to, though, and I think this is the part that I really, anybody who's listening to this, this is what separates super successful business owners from those who are just kind of dabbling and trying to figure things out. And that is the ability to listen to those feelings. And I'm really curious, Nick, how do you develop that feeling muscle to where, because there's a lot of times you listen and you make the wrong decision. You start second guessing yourself and like, oh man, I never should have done that. How do you get in tune with that for me, it's a spiritual type of thing. How do I get in tune with the spirit to where basically, yes, that's the right thing versus, I don't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea.
I'm going to say it's two things. First off, you've got to be grounded, and your relationships that you have outside of work, outside of your business, are everything. And if they're not in check, if they're not in place, you're distracted and you can't hear what you need to hear. And I'm telling you, relationships with your spouse, your loved ones, relationships with God or whatever supreme being you may believe in, really at the end of the day, it's all about making sure those relationships are grounded. And it's the very first thing that I'm making sure they're in check with every single morning, first and foremost. And then it's a matter of practicing. And so no different than practicing the piano or practicing an instrument or practicing a sport, you need to practice opportunities and listening for those. It's constant, constant practice. And so, you know, when you're practicing in, let's say, a sport, let's say it's basketball, are you practicing just with one hand and just, you're going to just dribble with your right hand? No, you're going to practice with your left. Then you're going to practice with the crossover. Then you're going to practice with the layups. Then you're going to practice shooting around the key. Then you're going to practice your free throws, 3 points, et cetera, et cetera. It's constant practice in different areas of the court and different aspects or talents within that you have or don't have within that given sport, in this case, basketball. So in business, it's like, I need to practice recognizing opportunities. Well, in basketball, I have a coach, right? And a coach is going to point out what I need to practice more of. Well, you need to surround yourself with coaches around you. That's people that you trust and people that you can look to, that you can listen to. And you're saying, tell me what I need to practice. And you somewhat, you create a council with those people where you're counseling with them and they're telling you what they're seeing, what they love and what they feel like you can improve upon. And you continue to practice those skills and even practicing listening to ideas that they have and the opportunities that they're seeing, because that's going to only allow you to grow those. And so really at the end of the day, first and foremost, be grounded in those relationships. And secondly, you've got to practice opportunities.
Man, I love that. I cannot echo enough the importance of being grounded in those relationships. I think I've seen more businesses fail because people forgot about the importance of those relationships. And it literally takes down the business. And then I love the idea as far as practice and then getting a coach that, man, thank you. Those are, I'm taking notes here. I appreciate that very much. Yeah. Well, Nick, I literally could speak to you for days and I hope to, at the end of March, I'm going to come down and steal a whole bunch of boxes from you again, as we head down to Moab. But before letting you go, any other parting words to our audience?
No, just believe, just attack and believe. You know, in business, what I love as far as even just small business owners and entrepreneurs, it's a constant risk-taking opportunity. And you aren't just taking one risk to start the business. It's constant risk along the way. And don't be afraid to take those risks. And don't be afraid to try. And don't be afraid, that cliche saying, don't be afraid to fail and to learn quickly. Truly, don't be afraid. And fear will stop you from doing what your potential is and what your capacity, you really have. And I will tell you, the good Lord above, he wants to give us as much as possible. And he wants to give us as much capacity as possible, as much opportunity as possible. We just have to listen. And for whatever you may believe in and whoever you may believe in or don't believe in yourself and believe in your capabilities of what you're capable of doing and what you're capable of accomplishing.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Again, guys, go check. Best way to get a hold of Nick, it actually is at builtbar.com. I should have got a referral link before I did this podcast. Dang it.
Oh, Hey, listen. I'll go create it right now.
No.
Listen. Listen to me. I'm going to do it right now. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
I'm going to do it for Dave. I'm going to do it for Dave and Russell. 20% off for all of your listeners. ClickFunnel is the keyword. Go use ClickFunnel. You want me to use funnels or funnel?
Let's go with ClickFunnels. That's the name of the company.
Okay, I'm going to go ClickFunnels as your 20% off discount code. I'm doing that for Dave Woodward and Russell Brunson. Love these guys. They're incredible people. Now they're going to buy more boxes, but I'll go have them create that right now as we speak.
You're too kind, Nick. So go to builtbar.com. You definitely need some. And if you don't think you do, you can send them to me here at the office. I'm more than happy to take any boxes. And I'm giving you a 20% discount to give me more boxes. So anyways, go to builtbar.com. The code that Nick is creating is ClickFunnels. So again, builtbar.com, get 20% off. And the code there is going to be ClickFunnels. But thank you so much, Nick. Love you. We'll talk to you soon.
You're the best. Thanks, brother. See ya.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018,
And it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.